With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Anguish over the situation in the Middle East continues to grow. Israelis are mourning their dead and worry about hostages taken by Hamas terrorists. Rabbi Burton Wysocki, who is the cousin of hostage Hersh Goldberg Poland, says the hostages need to be freed.
We urge all civilized people to work to free Hersh and all the other hostages as soon as possible.
Meanwhile, Palestinians began a mass exodus Friday from northern Gaza after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. That's an unprecedented order applying to almost half the population ahead of an expected ground invasion against the ruling Hamas terrorist group. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. Hamas dismissed the evacuation order as a ploy and called on people to stay in their homes. Republicans have chosen firebrand Congressman Jim Jordan as their new nominee for House Speaker, putting the gavel within reach of the staunch ally of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy was asked how the chaotic battle for a new House Speaker reflects on the Republican Party right now.
If you think from a GOP perspective, eight Republicans led by Gates work with every single Democrat. That's Swalwell, that's Schiff, that's Omar, that's Tlaib, that's Ailey, to bring chaos with the whole concept of being upset because we paid our troops. Our troops got paid today.
Jordan of Ohio will now try to unite colleagues from the deeply divided House GOP majority ahead of a public vote on the floor, possibly next week. Republicans split 124-81 in Friday's private vote, though a second secret ballot nudged his tally higher. This is SRN News. Atheists go after a Christian teacher.
Officials at Honey Creek Middle School in Terre Haute, Indiana, have ordered the teacher to remove a cross and a Bible quote from the walls of her classroom after a complaint was leveled by the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The prominent atheist group claimed that the Christian decor was a violation of the so-called separation of church and state. No lawsuit was filed, but the implied threat was enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Paganism's on the increase in the U.S., even as Christianity declines. According to a study released by Trinity College, a growing number of Americans are turning to witchcraft, as many as 300,000. A 2021 Statista study found 21% of adults believe in spells and witchcraft, and about 1.3 million identify with some kind of pagan belief system. The attraction to paganism is very strong in the young. This is SRN News. There's a recall from Ford. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Ford is recalling more than 238,000 Explorers because a rear axle bolt can fail, potentially causing a loss of drive power. It also means the SUVs could roll away while in park. The recall comes after U.S. safety regulators opened an investigation into the problem after getting two complaints that repairs did not work in two previous recalls this year and in 2022. The cars in question, the 2020 through the 2022 model years. The company says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries. I'm Shelley Adler.
The United Auto Workers Union isn't adding any factories to those that are now on strike, but its president said more walkouts could begin at any moment. Until this week, the union had been announcing additional striking factories on Fridays. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.